Blog Talk Radio.
There is, for me to become speechless, it takes a great deal of doing. And all of you listeners out there, I want you to know that the results of the election have left me speechless. Speechless. I didn't stay up all night. I just couldn't take all the theater. And early this morning, I got up and I turned on TV, and it said that Trump had won the election, and I thought it was surreal. I thought I was dreaming. I turned it off and went back into my studio to get ready for the day, and I went, wait a minute. I went back out. And it wasn't a dream. It wasn't surreal. Now, I want you all to know that I'm neutral. I'm absolutely neutral. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. We reach listeners in any country in the world. And I'm able to give a voice to my passion. Did you know that Blog Talk Internet Radio is exploding? It's the way to advertise, to get your message out. The call-in number, I'm opening the lines, 347-637-3789. And weigh in on the election results. I do know this, that Hillary won the popular vote. And I listened to her speech, her concession speech, just before I logged on. What say you? Now, I want to hear your voice. I don't want any nasties. This is America. We have the right to disagree, but it's how we disagree. And I don't want any rage. We need to recuperate from this most contentious election that I've ever had privy to. Candidates were unfavorable, according to surveys that I get, and I get tons of survey results. The two of them were the most disliked candidates for presidency. So help me here. How did they get from being the most disliked to being a candidate to hold the highest office in the world, the most powerful country in the world? When I listened to Hillary, the one thing that I've noticed, she just can't focus her eyes on you, the public, the people that she can't focus. The eyes are all over the place. But when she came to, well, we haven't broken the glass ceiling yet, I would welcome a female president of the greatest nation in the world. But obviously, she was not the choice. What do you think? 347-637-3789. And of course, you know the show is archived. And after the show is over with, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. You could listen to the show November 9th, Election Aftermath. People are stunned. I listen to both of them from time to time. I told you I'm neutral. And I thought, well, it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the vote. Now, Hillary won the popular vote, but she didn't win the election. What was, based on everything leading up to the election, I thought, oh, Trump, nice try. If you don't try, it's an automatic, you lose or it's no. Based on all of the reports and the surveys that I got, she was a shoo-in. There wasn't even any discussion. But I do want to go back to tomorrow's show. Did you vote? And if you didn't, why not? No guts, no glory? Are you too afraid to share your thoughts on a worldwide radio? No one's going to find you because they really don't care. They only care about their own opinion. But why didn't you vote? If you didn't, you don't have the right to complain. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It's an incredible marketing tool. You see, 4 days a week, I give a voice to my passion. And I'm going to digress for a moment to let all of you sit there and think about, well, should I call in or no? Well, I don't want to miss any of the show. You're not going to miss any of the show because you're on the show. You can always log on and hear the archive show. Radio. It's the power of a spoken word. It's a win-win proposition. It builds equity, confidence, and value. Come on, soar with me. I'd love to make you very popular on Blog Talk Radio. The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. This is for all of you solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, corporations, business owners, whatever it is that you have holding in your hand, that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life, but in perhaps lives of worldwide. Now I need to ask you, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Now be with me here. Imagine you wanting to start your own home-based business and you get it launched because you've already talked to me and you're under my umbrella with my knowledge. You have your business plan. Now you've got to get the message out. You know, I equate with writing a book. Oh, excuse me. Once the book is written and published, you're 10% done. I said 10%. 90% is PR and marketing. Exposure, exposure, exposure. Name recognition. Repetition, repetition, repetition. And you've heard me say time and time again, we Americans, human beings, our interest span is 5 to 8 seconds. I didn't say minutes, I said seconds. So imagine owning your own show. It's your half-hour show, it's live. No advertisements. You're the star. You're sharing your story with the world. It's your story, your way. I told you, you own it. It's a powerful marketing tool and a learning curve. Internet radio marketing PR is exploding. Best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home, office, on a landline, or a very sophisticated cell phone. And I told you earlier, your show is archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally. And in minutes, your show will circle the world. Now, you have to call me. No, you'll have to email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or you could call in on the show. Guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I will tell you the same thing. Well, share with me. What is this dream that you have that you're holding in your hand? And you're afraid to go to the abyss to get to the mountaintop. Because you see, that won't happen. I work with you on your content. And you could choose Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I will work with you on your time. There is a modest fee. But imagine, for next to nothing, when you think that a radio station, CBS, you want to rent their broadcasting, you're talking thousands of dollars. I love forming teams. And when we're a team, it makes the dream work. So what dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. To hear the archive show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on November 9th, 2016. And it is election aftermath. Now, before I get into the guts of the show, the core of the show, I want to acknowledge my sponsors. I really think of them as partners. And you would be, you could take a 60-second commercial on my show. All you have to do is email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and your commercial will be in my voice. But imagine your very own radio show. I digress. Today, I'm feeling not neutral. I'm feeling a sense of universal uneasiness. Because we don't know what either one would have done. But when I think of my partners, I have this sense of security and a home base where we're all working together. Can't you just feel the energy? The brotherhood and sisterhood? Iron workers and impact? Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Do you want to find out more about them? Log on impact-net.org. Manly men and women that come together to create this incredible landscape of our country. Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers. Without them, nothing would be standing. Their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Did you know that? the brotherhood. It's for you too, gals. When Bill was working before he retired, he would tell me, oh, man, these gals, they're just incredible workers. Now, you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org, guys and gals. If you're accepted, you'll be an apprentice for 3 to 4 years. But here's the good news. You'll be paid while you're learning. And your pension and health care kicks in. What a sweet offer. But you need to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. See, could it solve a spring chicken? Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. And the methods and techniques are fun to learn, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. You could only get the book by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health? Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Why do you think our bodies start to decay? Because you're not moving out the toxins. The blood circulation is now sludge. Get the book. Over 6.5 decades of research and development to help you look and live your life like it's golden. It's an ebook and a soft copy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, an author extraordinaire. Her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You've got to get the book. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Have you ever dreamed of being the CEO of your own business? Dreams do come true if you persevere and you follow through. You don't need a college degree, and you are smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. It doesn't take a huge investment, but you need to have a business plan. Voila. And guess who has the business plan? I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. Hats by Kathy. They're exploding. Now, don't quit. You could quit. I don't care if you want to quit your job. That's up to you. But if you're going to work and it's taking you 45 minutes to get out of the shower and you wake up saying, good God, it's morning, then you need to look at what is it that will make you happy to bring joy in your life while you are helping others, and then make it a family affair. You know how to get in touch with me. kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. So it doesn't matter if you've been downsized or got the dreaded pink slip, or maybe you're a retiree. Are you a solopreneur, an entrepreneur? And you could start your own business without investing huge capital. And this is a way for you to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. Most people don't. They don't have any self-confidence at all. But you do need a business plan. Did I pique your interest? Want to be your own boss? Want to make it a family affair? Get in touch with kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And darlings, I have decided not to to go into a post office box, because Lake Geneva, where it's a lovely community, is not conducive to businesses. I would have to travel to another part of the town. I'd have to go to the post office, which is not close by, and I don't drive, and they don't have any buses. And it's just, it's not what I expected, but if there is going to be joy in my life, the changes that I've had to make, then I'm going to make it happen. So you can't write to me, but you could email me, which is the quickest way because I could access it immediately. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. And be sure and log on to the website, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Click on the video. Roger and I with Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original play. We made it happen. And we would love to entertain you. Rates are individually assessed. Our bags are packed. And then there's love letters, a new genre in fundraising. I'm Melissa. And then you and your corporation, whatever, select a gentleman. He has to be 60 plus because they write letters to each other that span 50 years. And you want someone that really, whose name is a draw. It is so much, and nothing to memorize. All you do is read letters. Now scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth, nonfiction. You know how to get it. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We bared our soul, our hearts, to help you enjoy your life. You get choices at authorhouse.com. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon. And then there's 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Self-growth, you will love it. So 115 of us took out the time to help you enjoy the best of the rest of your life. Now, before I go into the core of the show, tomorrow, Arctic swells. Come soar with me to Norway, and I will give you the analogy of the Arctic swells and the election. And then Veterans Day, do call in Friday at 11:30, Veterans Day. So we're election aftermath. This election sent America to the couch. Dress, the angst. The rage. The professional therapists say we Americans, our deepest worries, safety, secrecy, boundaries, and terrorism are surfacing. And you do have to worry about terrorism. Now, this election, and I agree, has been described as one of the most contentious, tawdry and angry presidential elections in history. And it has, and is taking a toll on our mental health. This is a quote from a clinical social worker in Manhattan. She said, I've been in private practice for 30 years, and I have never, ever seen patients have such strong reactions to an election. Harris Poll survey says 52% American adults are coping with high levels of stress brought on by the election. So, what is really stressing us out? We don't feel safe. Concerns about national security, terrorism, and security issues. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But both data reports show that the high levels of election anxiety are affecting both Republicans and Democrats equally. And according to the American Psychological Association, 55% of Democrats and 59% of Republicans, a statistical tie, say this election is a major source of stress. People seem to be getting more and more worried every day. Yeah. While every election provokes some level of anxiety as we watch our preferred candidate move up or down in the polls, the battle between Clinton and Trump appears to be taking a greater toll. In interviews with mental health experts across the country, this is a first for all of them, about what they're hearing from their patients, a common theme has emerged. We don't feel safe. We do not feel safe. And when it comes to the issues of secrecy, Clinton's emails, Trump's tax returns have compounded some patients' feelings of distrust. But here I am telling you guys, I was watching this. And I thought to myself, well, Trump, good luck, mi ćemo vidjeti. In Croatian, that's we shall see. And now we know. I would have bet that Clinton would have won. There was just a little vagueness with me about Trump. But here's what the therapists are saying, is how deep the fear goes on both sides. It isn't just the Democrats or the Republicans. And I'm quoting the therapist. He said, about one-third of my patients talk about the election, and both the conservatives and the progressives are affected. The campaign is arousing fears about the unknown. Both sides are aroused because the results feel so consequential. You know, it's like when Lincoln was running against Douglas and Jefferson was up against Adams. Conservative voters are concerned about gun rights and fear that Clinton will appoint Supreme Court justices who will chip away at the Second Amendment. I told you that it would be crucial in this election. And in a world that feels increasingly unsafe, guns give some Americans a sense of security and control. On the other side, Trump questioning the fairness of the election, and one Milwaukee sheriff calling for pitchforks and torches, some fear that the aftermath of the election could bring violence. And I want all of you to be aware of that. I want you to be aware of this. Be careful of what you say out there. At the drop of a sentence, it could provoke rage in someone. And the unusual nature of the election, with Trump pushing the limits of acceptable behavior in politics, is creating problems for people who struggle with mental health issues. Boundaries are important. Strong feelings about the candidates are causing rifts between Democrats and Republicans among families and friends. Let's hope for the best. Let freedom ring, and let's work together. Always be in your best elements. Au revoir.